Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
Shane,
you gotta talk into the mic, Hendrix.
I call Shane. And Shane is mommy.
Oh, mommy!
Oh, yeah. So I can have a smoothie.
So you can have a smoothie.
Look at that. Look at you.
Welcome to a new episode of Hot Marriage, Cool Parents.
Jamie is five wines in.
I am.
Well, she was doing a wine tasting at dinner today.
Yeah, so it wasn't really, I didn't drink five glasses of wine, you lush.
You had pairings of wine.
No, we're at Costa de Este.
For our 7-year anniversary, we decided to take a little getaway, which was a very much needed getaway. You know, when you're home and you have kids, it's one thing to try to plan a day or try to plan like a date night. But you know, when your house gets just like stuffy, where you just need to get away from your house or get out of the house. Like,
I wouldn't say our house is stuffy, Doug.
No, I mean like for romance and for like just
we have a crib.
Time.
We have a crib in our bedroom.
Which doesn't even get used at
night.
No,
because our son sleeps in bed with us, yes. Basically, which I do not recommend to anybody for the record. But I am thoroughly enjoying snuggling with him in our last moments of nursing because, you know, He's getting older and
it's coming up on 1 year.
Yes. Don't remind me. It's so sad. I have nothing planned for him for his 1 year birthday.
Well, it's not like anybody would come.
Yeah, I know. But like for Henley, we had a huge party for her first birthday.
Even her second birthday.
Poor Hendrix isn't even going to have like anything. Like for her third birthday, she had a huge party. And then Hendrix literally has no one coming. And
second child syndrome, I guess.
No.
It's just we're down in Florida. It's tough. We'll have a Zoom party and that's it. That's all we can do.
I'm going to blame it on COVID.
Yeah, that's all.
The vid. Speaking of that, I'm like looking for a way to get our vaccinations. Like I want to get the shot.
Yeah. Are we on a waiting list?
We are on a waiting list. I signed up for both you and me, but I've heard that maybe I can just even like look for a local pharmacy and
yeah, I'm so happy that this vaccine is spreading and a lot of people that I know have gotten it. But enough about that though. We have a very, very exciting episode, one which I was not a part of technically.
This episode, it's bonkers. Like, okay, someone who I'm friends with from 90 Day Fiance had this reading from a psych and
a psych or a psychic? Why do you keep saying psych?
I guess I am.
Yeah.
I guess I am a little tipsy. Okay. What I'm trying to say is that this friend I have from 90 Day Fiance, she had a psychic reading and it came true. Like the psychic knew that she was having a boy and that she was pregnant and like when she was going to get pregnant. And I don't really necessarily believe in that kind of stuff, but I'm slowly starting to dabble in believing it because for so many different reasons.
Can you dabble in believing?
That's what I'm doing.
All right.
So I guess so.
Well, it's a very captivating interview. And
captivating.
I want to start off by saying that I am very much skeptical of these types of things. And when I heard that this was happening, and just because our life is so public, it would be very, very easy for someone to look up everything about us.
Yeah. Oh, but I made sure she had no idea who I was. I had our assistant Zoe reach out to her first from her private email to make sure that she knew nothing. She didn't even know my name, like not even my first name. She just knew that I was on the East Coast for like when we set up the time for the call. And I think that was pretty much it. Like she knew that we were on reality TV and that was about it. So, you know, the first person who shows up, spoiler alert, and of course we're going to share the interview with you later, but the first person who shows up is my dad. And that's shocking to me because there's so many things that she says in this interview that are truly shocking. But the fact that like my dad shows up first, I can't wait to like re-listen to this actually. But first, let's talk about Married at First Sight.
Well, actually first, let's talk about something else that's amazing. And it is the 5-star reviews that we've gotten. And we love to read one each week. And this week comes from A. Tringale, who writes, "Just what I needed. My best friend recommended your podcast while I was in the roller coaster ride of what is trying to conceive. Every month that my husband and I found out we were unsuccessful was heart-wrenching. You gave me hope and made me feel less alone. My husband and I finally conceived after 10 months of trying, and now we have a healthy and happy 5-month-old baby boy. Aww. I was pregnant around the same time as you, Jamie, and being pregnant with my first baby during a pandemic was tough. But once again, you both helped me through. I now listen to you both while driving with my happy baby boy in the back. I feel so blessed and I'm so thankful I had you guys when I needed someone to feel less alone. I appreciate the raw emotions and real truths of life. Keep up the great work. Always your friend, Arlia.
Arlia, I'm so happy that you have your rainbow baby.
Yay.
That's amazing. That makes me so happy. And honestly, that's exactly what Hot Marriage, Cool Parents is all about. And by the way, for those of you diehard listeners, first of all, we absolutely love you and adore you. But we're thinking of changing our name to match our family YouTube name, which is Hanging with the Hainers. So we have a YouTube channel called Hanging with the Hainers, which we're going to become more active on. And we also have a kids channel that Doug is really spearheading, and it's called Hanging with the Hainer Kids.
Because I'm a big kid.
So cute. But anyway, yeah. So curious about your feedback on that. But now let's get to the Married at First Sight recap before we bring on Trish for the interview, because, oh my gosh, guys, like, oh my, I can't wait for you to hear this. My mouth is still on the floor. Like, I cannot pick my jaw up because, like, literally everything. It's just wild.
Yeah. But, well, normally we get to these Married at First Sight recaps with my parents, but my mom is at home watching our kids.
Yeah, they're at our stuffy house that Doug likes to say. And it's stuffy.
And it's 11:11 at night, and we're not going to call her because the kids are sleeping, hopefully.
Yeah, and we're just going to record this ourselves. So wait, Doug, I want to talk about Virginia and Eric first, because Virginia meets with Pastor Cal and she discusses like why she's so scared of having kids. And honestly, I feel like that was such a vulnerable moment and just so authentic and raw. And it kind of makes sense in the fact that, you know, so essentially she says that she's a child of divorce and she's really worried that she wouldn't be a good mom because she maybe didn't have like the best role models or the best, I guess, like upbringing.
Which is valid.
Yeah, that's so valid, except from I totally agree with Pastor Cal when he says that her concerns are obviously understandable, but the fact that she's even worried about being a good mom means that she'll probably be a good mom. Yeah. And honestly,
I think anyone that isn't a product of divorce has also wondered if they would be a good parent. And we're concerned about that. But I also like the fact that she is kind of opening up, because Eric seems to be wide open. Eric seems to have great communication.
Virginia's open.
But Virginia, to me, seems like she just laughs a lot. And I don't know, anybody that I see that kind of goes out and drinks a lot, I just always feels has some sort of sadness to them.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, wait a second. I got to unpack this, because I hate how everyone picks on Virginia for drinking all the time. I get it. She drinks a lot. You know, she's younger than Eric. That doesn't make her like unready for love or...
That's not what I said.
No, I'm saying, I guess now I've gone to like what people say on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. And like, people are so hard on the women, it seems like, especially the season.
I think that whenever you find someone that either drinks a lot or, you know, likes to go out, it's also considered somewhat immature. Like, they're not mature enough to be married, which is not the case.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You know, which is not the case. I think it's just maybe more irresponsible. But I think they are a perfect complement to each other. And I think that once Eric finally got down to her being vulnerable and finally got into some of her anxieties, I think he became more open. And I think it was a turning point for them. I think they connected more that episode than any other episode. And, you know, even when Eric assures her that, you know, her parenting fears and everything, she's not going to be alone. And something that was...
He says that, but then the minute she does something he doesn't like, he gives her an ultimatum and tells her that he's about to leave. So
that's the thing I don't agree with at all. I hate when people give ultimatums. Okay, well, just leave. Okay, we'll just leave. Like, everything.
Honestly, I would be like, okay, see ya. No offense, though. Like, I feel like Eric is a good dude and he means well, but like, he can't compare her to his past relationship or his past marriage in any way, shape, or form. I feel like that is going to, like, if there's going to be a demise to Eric and Virginia, that would be the demise to Eric and Virginia.
Yeah. And I think that moving on to Ryan and Clara, I think that relationship is starting to head south.
Yeah.
I think that she is hitting a boiling point. And unless there's a lot happening behind closed doors and away from the camera, I just don't understand the lack of intimacy. And then her saying that she's a very giving person and she's been doing everything but, which also just means that she's been giving him pleasure and he's not been reciprocating whatsoever.
Which honestly, I'm like, girl, stop, because it's not fair. Like, you deserve more than that. And honestly, not to mention, like, if you keep giving, then he's just going to keep taking and you're going to continue feeling, you know, like left out and unloved. And so when you stop, you'll find out what his true colors are, yeah. You know?
I don't know if he's going to do this whole lack of intimacy thing. And I get it, you know, religion, whatever, but you're married. You know, like, if you're saving yourself for married, you're married.
Yeah, I know your mom thinks you that know, he's like, a virgin.
Yeah, but I just think that if he doesn't give back, then she should stop giving and I see where it goes.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree, like wholeheartedly.
Because that'll either open him up or have him go.
So if you don't start giving back to me, Doug, I'm about to...
I'm always giving.
Oh, are yeah. you?
I don't know if you ever offer it.
I actually don't. No. Let's just talk about our own marriage instead of others. Mm-hmm. I never offer it.
Yeah.
So it's not my thing.
I'm going to stop giving then.
But I'm not going to... You don't give either.
You don't let me.
Yeah, because it's TMI. But like, honestly, that was where I was like kind of traumatized as a child, just with molestation and whatnot. And it's not pleasurable for me per se. Maybe he had some sort of trauma like that, you know? I mean, that's just like really far out there. Yeah, but
that's a stretch.
I mean, that's for me though. So maybe it is for him as well. Who's to say? But it's true. Like, I know some women love giving, you know, oral and whatnot. But like for me, it just brings back really bad memories. And so it's not my thing. Mm. I'm sorry. I know some men love it. And I know you would love it. I try to like do it sometimes.
You're good.
Okay. Well, let's move on. So Paige and Chris.
Yeah. I think the best thing that came out of the episode was Dr. Pepper acknowledging that no matter what they say, no matter what questions are asked, what answers are given, nothing is going to take away from his narcissism. And the fact that no answers are going to solve or rehabilitate the relationship, and it's just best to move on. And any advice that they can give him, he's not going to be able to comprehend because of his narcissism.
I just can't with the fact that he literally said verbatim that everything is great about Paige, but her face. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of things that Chris has said that you're like, you're left banging your head.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he thought it was okay to invite her to go get a car, not just a car, a Benz, for his baby's mama.
And then like take her to get fried chicken.
But then have her not go. And Pastor Cal asks him, you know, what did you hope to get out of that? Like, do you think you should apologize for that? Or, you know, like, she was obviously upset from that. How would you feel? He's like, well, that's on her. I invited her to go and she didn't want to go. That's on her.
I just can't.
Like, what?
With this clown.
What?
You know, and honestly, like, I don't even have words. Cause it's like, first of all, how did he slide through? You know, like, how is he like considered?
He's a talker.
Yeah. Like, for all the people that say that Virginia isn't marriage material, it's like, wait a minute. There's a whole different person who's not marriage material on this show, and it's not Virginia.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Anyways, yes. Brianna and Vince are...
They're fine.
They are so sweet.
Yeah. If all they can disagree on is sleep schedules and things like that, and then... Like
budgeting.
And they're fine.
Yeah. That's like normal things.
Yeah.
For the most
part.
Every
single relationship.
Like, no one's going to have a perfect relationship. And honestly, the fact that they're arguing, I think the fact that anyone argues, like, quite honestly, I really think that Virginia and Eric have a great communication pattern. Sure, they like argue a lot and sure they disagree a lot.
But that's because they open up and they talk a lot.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, so either like their issue is definitely not communication. Their issue is going to be either not being able to see eye to eye on certain topics. Like, she's kind of scared about kids and he's obviously adamant about having them.
I've always said it, even going through Married at First Sight, it's better to have arguments and disagreements and any sort of little fights while on the show.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you got to show all your colors while you're filming in the process.
And while you have the experts with you.
Yeah. Well, the expert, I mean, you could always get help afterwards. And let's be honest, they do pay for therapy as well for like an outside person, which is something I really needed. But the thing of the matter is that you got to like really be yourself on camera if you really want to be with your partner. Because if you change the minute the cameras go away, then your partner, whoever you're married to, is going to be like, what? This isn't the person that I've been getting to know for the past, whatever, 4 to 8 weeks or whatever. But fortunately, we never had that problem.
No.
And now I just talk to psychics about you to ask about how long I'm going to live, how many kids we're going to have, is our marriage in shambles? She said a lot of things about you and I, and she had no idea how we got married or
and
like
she was
how we
adamant
met.
About it.
And actually, how did she even know we were married? She didn't even ask me.
I don't know.
See, I'm still skeptical. I'm like, maybe she did know me then. Like, how did she know I was married?
She said she didn't know you, though.
Yeah, I know. I didn't let her know who I was, but how did she know I was married?
Maybe you mentioned it.
I didn't, though. I tried staying so strong and stoic. Like, I kept a straight face on everything because I didn't want to give her any inclination if she was, like, you
know. I'm sure she looked you up. I mean, well, you were on Zoom, right?
Yeah, I could see everything. Yeah. She couldn't look me up because I saw her hands, and they weren't on a keyboard. I got to digest this a little bit more because I want to make sure that she didn't just like know who I was and then like came.
Well, we'll have to see it once the interview comes. But before we get to that, lastly, Haley and Jacob, which is just a lost cause at this point. I don't know who it looks worse on the episode just because it almost puts Jacob in an okay light, you know, where they played a whole clip or a compilation of Jacob agreeing to do things out of his comfort zone and doing things that Haley wanted him to do, wearing things that Haley wanted him to wear and changing his ways somewhat. And Haley not really giving much or compromising in that sense or coming to see his side of things. But I don't think that there's any repair for that relationship at all.
No.
There's nothing. I just don't think they were matched. I don't think they're a good match at all.
Yeah, they're definitely not interested in each other. I feel like Jacob would have given Haley a chance for sure. But like at this point, I don't think there's any
hope
now. No. I think that they're just definitely not going to be together.
Yeah. Well, we only have a couple episodes left, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then certainly Couples Cam that's on. We're going to get a chance to see some of the new couples soon, I think.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
Yeah. So exciting. And then in our real life, we're prepping to potentially be selling our Jersey home.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see about that. And honestly, I just really want to build a house, like a house from scratch. Like, I just think that would be awesome. So that's a little update on our personal lives. But
I think we should just bring on the psychic because that's what everybody's been wanting to hear.
Okay, let's bring her on.
So my name is Trish. So where did you found me?
So this is the thing. I was trying to be super sly because I really wanted an authentic psychic. And I wanted to know that you are authentic by not knowing who I am. That's kind of like just my own test, I guess. So do you know who I am? Because I know that my assistant said she did not tell you who I was ahead of time.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's awesome. Real fast, for those of you guys listening, if you're like, what the heck is going on here? So let me just quickly give a little introduction about Trish. So today we have a second psychic that we've ever had on. And the first, she was great. I just think that she had the chance, and I'm sure this does not even matter, but I just knew in my own head that she had the chance to know who I was prior. So then that made me not feel like I could trust it as much, which is not her fault. She is so reputable. But so then this time I saw a friend from 90 Day Fiance had a reading done that was like, it definitely happened. And I wanted to introduce you to Trish Solnier. She's a psychic medium, tarot and palmist. And she has over 30 years of experience and has provided celebrity readings for 90 Day Fiance cast members, Mama June, Sonia Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York, and so many more. The results were super positive and insightful. So I'm excited to get my reading done today. Trish, welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, Trish, do you mind letting me know and everybody who's listening, let us all know, I guess, just about like who you are and, you know, just real fast, a little bit about yourself. That'd be amazing.
Okay, so when I was 9 years old, I had a surgery done in my throat and I died for 15 minutes.
Wow.
So it's written in the hospital that I died. And so at that time, my mom and dad, they told them that I will not come back. So within that time, what I did is I saw the light And I went through the light to the door of heaven. It was so pretty, very, very pretty. But at 9 years old, I didn't know anybody. So I just chose to come back. So a month after it happened, my surgery, me and my sister went to take some violin lesson from the priest. So she said, I'm going home. And what I told her, I said, well, I'm going to go to cemetery. I was drawn to the cemetery. I don't even know why. I went to the cemetery and I was looking at everybody's grave. I'm like, oh, poor guy, poor guy. And all of a sudden I see all those dead people going back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, what? Mm. So I see them like I see you, but they're faded. And sometimes I'm able to tell the eye color as well.
Wow. That's wild.
So one of them came to me and he's like, can you pray for me? Oh my God. I freaked out.
Wow. He asked you to pray for him?
Yes. And I said, what did you do wrong? He said, I cheated on my wife.
Really? And you were just a 9-year-old kid?
Yeah,
no. That's got to be so scary. Was it scary?
Yeah, I'm still traumatized about it.
Wow, that's wild.
It is. So,
did you tell anybody about this experience when you were?
Yeah, so what happened is I fall asleep. So I'm like praying, like I'm always on my rosary. And I'm like praying, 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 praying. And I'm like fall asleep. And all of a sudden, my mom asked my sister, where's your sister? I've been gone for like an hour and a half. So she said, well, she's in a cemetery. Oh, no, no, like a strict Catholic. My mom was, no, she can't be there. So they came there, found me asleep. And I said, what are you doing there? Mom, I saw dead people. I could hear them.
Your mom must have thought you were nuts.
Yes. So my sister believed me, but my mom kind of like, oh, no. And I thought I told my dad and my dad didn't believe me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. So does anybody else in your family have this type of ability?
Not to see them, but because we're part Native, they're able to predict some of the future.
Wow.
So my dad does tea leaf readings.
Wow. So I'm also curious, like, so now that you know my name, does anything else come to you or like, how does this typically work for you?
Okay. So what happened is because I'm able to see people with you and I see three people that passed with you already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So my heart is racing, of course.
Sorry, me too.
Wild for me.
I don't want to freak you out, but I'm not sure if you were looking for mediumship. I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of am. And I want to really believe it. And so I didn't want to share too much because I really want to believe that it's real. So I'm up for literally anything that you see or you find out, like anything, really.
Okay. My heart is beating. I'm writing fodder. Your dad passed. You said, my heart is beating because he said that apparently you tried to connect with him a long time ago and you were never able to do so. And I think that you meant to meet me today because he said, like you said, maybe because I was real and I need to give you some messages to you. And that's maybe the reason why you met me today. But there's always a reason. So I'm talking gibberish. There's always a reason why you meet people in this life.
Uh-huh.
The time, the date, anything, right? So is your father passed?
Yeah. And I never knew him my whole entire life. So I had four paternity tests when I was a kid and they were all negative. And I never knew who my father was. And I did the DNA thing and I matched with his sister. I don't know how much I'm supposed to say, but yes, he's passed. And I didn't get a chance to meet with him at all ever before he passed.
Okay. He was really young. He gave me a number 36. So I don't know, was he 36 years old or did he pass 36 years ago?
No, he passed only about 36. I don't know what that is. He wasn't 36 though. And I don't know an awful lot about him.
That's okay. I'm just writing it down because sometimes in the beginning, it's always like, oh my God, oh my God. But I'm writing names. Sometimes names are numbers down as well. Also, there's other people too that coming through, but I will talk about your father. And he said to me to forgive him.
Forgive him?
Because he was not in your life. It says something about you receive a lot of messages from him. I don't know if you're part psychic, but I feel you are. Sometimes you just feel like if you're going and walking by the water or there's something that happened, like there's some kind of bird or something, like you feel that he's with you all the time. And you always wonder, like, is it you making it up in your mind? But you're not making it up in your mind. I'm just confirming with you. Yes, it is your dad.
And then how do I know it's my dad?
It's just the way that you're going to feel. He said that you feel like your cheek will really warm. And because my heart was racing as well, you feel that way as well. So it's just when you know that he's there, the only thing that left is his physical, but the spirit is always with you.
Okay. And then
he's proud of you about the children that you have. Did you just got a newborn?
He's 10 months old now, my son.
So that's pretty newborn, yes. Okay, mm-hmm. So he said he was proud of you.
Oh.
He said that you suffered a lot with that baby.
Yeah.
And it's a boy?
Yeah.
And he said you have a girl too.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting stressed because, as you probably know as well, if you have any miscarriage, they are on the other side.
Oh, my goodness.
So the children are with your dad right now. But in total, I don't know why that I see the number 4.
So, yeah, but I think that there's actually even more than 4.
Yeah. So I don't know why I only see 4. There's something about those 4 children that you were like, it hurt you so much that you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that I lost that many children. And you wish that they would have been alive.
Mm.
So I see 2 girls and I see 2 boys. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I did not know that. Wow. And how old are they then?
Blue eyes. So I don't know who has blue eyes in your family.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Okay. Your grandma's with you as well?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why she's giving me the name Mary.
Hmm.
I'm writing it down. I'm not sure who Mary is to you, but she said something about Mary or marrying. Was she not alive when you got married?
No, but I didn't know her either.
Okay. So she saw you marry. Like, even though that you never met, they will still be with you. But she saw you get married. She has an accent, so I don't know where she's from. But that's okay. I have an accent too. do you feel any, your dad said something about you feel some kind of resentment that you wish you would have your dad in your life? Is that true?
I mean, of course I wish that I did, but I don't resent him because I don't think he even knew about me.
Okay. So that's how he feels, right? So he said, can you forgive me? So for him to kind of move on into the other side.
Yeah, I totally forgive him.
Okay. So you look shocked. Do you want me just take a pause for a minute?
No, I actually am loving every single second of it. I just am like, there's so much more that like, I just would love to know like what else he's saying or doing or, you know, the grandma thing and the kids. I mean, literally all of it, it's an awful lot, but like in my heart is like beating so fast, but I'm really thankful and feel fortunate for it. And I'm just like soaking it all in. And I don't want to talk too much because I want you to be able to talk.
I know. And see, you didn't tell me I don't know you. And that's what I mean. Like, how would I know that you lost the children and your dad and your grandma, you know? And those are the people that came through first is because sometimes it's like you couldn't say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on the other side, you just feel hurt because it's your DNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because you didn't say goodbye on earth, for them it's difficult. On the other side, because they wish, even though they're here spiritually beside you all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not here physically, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm in tears because your dad's crying. Sometimes I get emotional because their soul is kind of inside of me as well. So I feel all they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm writing noises. Do you hear any noises in the walls or something like that?
Maybe sometimes.
Okay. You said that sometime, even though that you have a good relationship with your husband and you have lovely children, sometime you just go on the corner. I know it's probably personal. Is that okay that I'm talking about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Pardon the interruption, but my ears were ringing because I know that you were talking about me, but I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, First Leaf. Now, raise your hand if you've ever bought wine or bought wine as a gift. I don't know why I asked that for a podcast because I can't see, but everybody has come in contact with wine and went down the wine aisle and didn't know a thing of what you were looking for, what year, what label. Most of the time, I just go for what the best looking label is. All I know is that my mom likes white Zinfandel and Jamie likes red wine. And whether it's Sauvignon or organic or California red, or maybe you do know a lot about wine and you're just looking for some additional taste to expand your palate. Well, that's where First Leaf comes in because this is a better way to discover wine at a fraction of the price. Now, it's a fully customizable wine club that sends you curated boxes of wine that are perfect for you. And unlike big box wine memberships, First Leaf uses a one-of-a-kind algorithm and your feedback to curate future wine recommendations. Not only that, but First Leaf has more award-winning wine than anyone else, and they work directly with the best winemakers. So not only do they help find the best wine that's available, but they also are able to pass the savings on to you so you can save up to 60% off retail. Now, save time, money, stress with First Leaf, the wine club that is designed with you in mind. So you can join today. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $29.95 and free shipping. So go to tryfirstleaf.com/hotmarriage. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. So just go to tryfirstleaf.com/hotmarriage, tryfirstleaf.com/hotmarriage, 6 bottles, $29.95. Now, I've had a chance to use Rebate Key, and if you haven't heard of Rebate Key, this is going to change the way that you online shop. So if you shop at any of the major online retailers, whether it's Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, this is a way for you to get cash rebates back for items that you're already buying. So I went to the RebateKey.com site. I bought a basketball net for my daughter. Now, this basketball net is sold on Amazon, but there was a 70% rebate for this. So I paid for the basketball goal for Henley, and I got a rebate check in the mail for that item. Now, it makes it even easier if you download the Google Chrome extension, because you can go to Amazon.com directly and the Chrome extension will actually highlight for you which items have rebates. So don't pay full price for products that you're already buying online. Check out Rebate Key. It's completely free to use. They will never ask for your credit card number. It makes online shopping scary easy, and getting a rebate check in the mail is probably the coolest thing ever. So there is no reason to not sign up for Rebate Key right now. It's absolutely free. Never pay full price online again. Just go to RebateKey.com. That's RebateKey.com, RebateKey.com. Okay, enough about the sponsors. Let's get back to the interview.
Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to step back because I know
No. Thank you.
Okay. sometimes when you feel depressed, sometimes you go like in a room and your husband is with the kid, you go in a room and you just start to cry and cry. You don't know why you're crying. And at that time also, that's when you hear the noise in the wall. It's because just to let you know that your dad's still with you, even though he never met you.
Wow. That's really so sweet.
So he only comes, you know, he's always there, but he will give you like some noise or a flipping of the lights or like weird things coming in, like birds that you never see before, but all of a sudden they're coming. A hummingbird in the wintertime. Wintertime, there's no hummingbird.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they come in different ways, different shape of animals, or they're making noise, everything like that.
Okay. So then for my dad, it sounds like it would be noises or the lights. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So everything to do, I put noises and electrical. Sometimes, you know, if you hear the phone ring by yourself, I know I felt that the phone rang and you look in your phone and it's like missed call, but it doesn't say who it was or something like that. Like everything that has to do with electronic, your dad will be doing that, or something to do with wall, which is like noises.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm trying to figure something out here. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to understand what he's saying. I don't know why he's saying something about a lake.
A what?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm talking gibberish. Sorry. Something about a lake.
A lake?
Did you went to a lake? Something to do with the lake? That why are you going to the lake? He said something about, I see vision as well, just to let you know. So I see a nice big lake and it has like kind of, you know, like those frog leaves.
Uh-huh.
And he said, one time you went there and you bet to your husband, I saw him. You felt that you saw him, you felt him. You said, I know my dad is here with me. I know he's here, but yes, he was. You know, remember that lake?
Yeah. I don't know that time per se, but like my dad loved
it. It's okay if you don't remember when.
Oh, yeah. I don't know an awful lot about him, but I do know that he loved this lake that he lived on in my hometown. Yeah.
Is it like you don't remember when it was, but it has something to do with last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe. So I think, yeah, I mean, I went, so there's a few times I've been to the lake, but I never really necessarily thought I saw him, but I wondered if I like felt if he was there or not. And like, I didn't really feel him though either. Like I was hoping to feel that he was there, but I didn't like necessarily feel it per se.
When you question these things, it's because he was there.
That's wild.
Right? Because you're like second guessing yourself.
Uh-huh.
But your brain is like a sponge made of water, right? So whatever attracted you to your dad, why were you thinking of him?
Uh-huh.
And why were you just second guessing yourself when he was just beside you?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, he said he used to do fishing a lot too.
I actually don't know that, if he did or didn't, to be honest.
Yeah, so I just want to give you that message too. So okay. He loved fishing as well. So something that you didn't know about your dad, but he loved fishing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's very difficult for him because he said he wished that you knew you. My heart is beating a lot too because I just feel like that I wish I could have been with you. I don't know how to say this, but because I'm so scared about saying things, you know.
You can say anything, because we're alone and no one's necessarily going to see this, if you know. So just say anything, and we can always cut anything out if it shouldn't be shared. So you can say literally anything, like permission to say.
Because I have other people coming through, and this person's hitting me in the head. And usually, when he's hitting me here, it's a male and hitting me on the back of the head. I'm feeling dizzy.
Dizzy?
It's a trauma to the head. It's a young male. It could be you or it could be somebody else beside you that I'm feeling their energy. But he's a young male. And again, I see greenish eyes. This guy told me about, it's hard for me each time I see this, but taking on his life, which means that I see overdose. Does that sound familiar to you, who that guy is? It could be a friend. It could be relatives. It could be. And he's crying. So he's very young.
Oh, wow. How young would you say? Because I'm like thinking of two people, maybe.
Yeah. In his 20s. And I could see that when I see him, it's like probably around 6 feet tall. So I'm crying because he's crying. So he must be really close to you.
Oh, wait a second. Do you know what color hair he has? Because now I'm thinking of three people.
I'm trying to look at my hair. It's not blonde, but it's kind of, you know, like this kind of color.
Brown?
Dark, but it's like a brunette kind of color, but not dark.
Like you're saying like reddish then?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, really? What is he saying?
Do you know him?
Uh-huh.
Did you guys know why he did what he did?
I didn't know, but I never asked because I didn't feel like it was my place to ask. So what happened?
I'm going to draw it again, like I said, because this is how I feel better, is he's showing me a glass.
Uh-huh.
And that glass I see clear. And he said it had vodka. After that, I see aluminum and I see powder. So I'm not sure, like I said, again, I don't know if you will find out about this, but he had a mixture of fentanyl, vodka, and he said freak accident.
Freak accident, he said?
Yes. So which means he overdosed, but it's because he took too much.
Mm.
And I see needles. So which means that he must have injected himself. What he showed me is like he showed me the needle. He has like a baby face, you know, like his cheek.
Mm.
Such a nice guy too, you know, like such like a nice man. You wouldn't even tell like what happened to this guy. Why did he do that? No, that's not him. But that's what he did. So you wanted the answer. He's giving you the answer. That's what he did.
Wow. Does he say anything else?
He said that he missed you guys. So is it a friend of you guys or something?
Well, if it's who I think it is, then yes. Yeah. But there's so many. There's a few different men that. Okay.
So he said he missed you guys. Something to do with party a lot with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He said you guys are a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
So he missed that. You were affected, but not as affected as your husband was, he said. Your husband really took it hard.
Hmm.
And your husband keep everything inside. He has a problem to take everything out. Sorry. I don't want to make you cry either. I know that you're trying to hold everything down, but your husband keep everything inside.
Hmm.
That's so young. And let's just looking at him like he's standing with me here. Because again, like even though we're on Skype, because I crossed over too, is I feel like they always come into my house. I always have to stage after that. And I have real holy water from the priest too. That's how real I am. And the priest really like me. So it's like, I get lucky to have the real, you know, holy water too. So it's like, after that, I'm going to have to let them go. But sometimes I really wish I could keep them with me.
Well,
that's how this guy made me feel, you know, like he's such a nice man, you know, mm-hmm. Such a young kid. Like, well, I say young kid because I'm probably double his age,
mm-hmm.
Right? Even though I don't look like it.
Mm-hmm. Did he say anything else? Is he still there? I'm just curious.
He's still here. They're all here with you.
So what, like, I'm curious if anybody's saying anything else then.
I have someone else too. This male doesn't have red hair. Sorry, it's just because there's so many people with you. It's just, I'm shocked.
Okay.
Okay. So there's another male. He's brunette, no red in him. I also see, remember I said the green eyes?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with all these green eyes?
Did the last person have green eyes? Because I don't think he did have green eyes, if it's who I think.
No, the other one has, like, it looks like brown, kind of orange, kind of his eye.
Yeah, that would make
his hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this brunette guy has green eyes.
Okay.
So you know what that is?
I think so.
Yeah. What? Okay. He was young too. I see number 32. So I don't know if he passed when he was 32.
Uh-uh.
He looks that age, to let you know. So it's kind of like a mature kind of man, even though he may be younger, he looks more like mature, like around in his 30s.
So this man would, I think, would be, if it's who I think it is, then he would be, I don't know, maybe even like in his 50s or maybe 60s.
Okay. So that's not the one I see. The one he looked like in his 30s.
Huh.
I look like another one, and this one saying that he was 53 when he passed.
Hmm.
Sorry, I'm writing everybody that's here right now. So I have this one that looks in their 30s. I look at this male that looks like it's in their 30s, but he passed when he was 53, which had green eyes. I see another lady, and she said something about she passed from cancer. She kind of blondish. How many people die in your family or friends? Like, not blondish, but you know my hair color is kind of blonde, but not blonde. I don't know how to explain that color, but.
Okay.
So that girl, oh my God, I have like almost like 10 people with you.
How many? What'd you say?
Almost like 10.
Wow.
Well, you have the four kids. You have your dad. You have your mom. Why did I say your mom? Your mom is still alive.
Uh-huh.
Your grandma, sorry. Uh-huh. Is it from your mom's side, your grandma?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I don't know what. Sorry. So that's 5, 6. The guy and says 7, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of people, right?
I know. I'm having a party.
I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if you just wanted to do mediumship or you wanted to do tarot card or did you want to do palmistry as well or did you want to talk to somebody specifically or it's up to you.
I kind of wanted, I guess, like the spirit, like whatever spirit seemed like the loudest, I guess, and wanted to talk to me, I guess, the most. Does it ever work like that or not really?
We cannot like force them. They're all here. But the one that is, he said in his 53, that's what he looks like. But he said 53. Maybe he's teasing me because this guy is, you mean, Joe, that one that's 53 years old. So it could have been older, but he's a joker. So he likes to joke. Do you have a brother?
I have actually technically 3 brothers, I think.
But was there one of them that passed?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So who is that guy that passed and it looks like he was like a friend to you? Like he was close as a brother. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay. Yeah, so that would that be the 30-year-old? I mean, we weren't that close.
That looks, he looks like him, like 30, but he's older than that because.
Oh, so what is he saying about the brother then? This is the older.
Well, it's like usually they say brother. Sometimes it's because you're so close, like, you know, best buddy, you know, like that feels like a brother, kind of feeling like he was like a brother to you. You could tell him everything. That feels like a brother. It's like, you know, when you don't have the same blood. But I have a friend and she's my best friend, mm-hmm. but I will tell her everything. And I always say, you're like my sister I never had or something, which I have sister, but it's just a matter of saying you're also, I feel like you're my sister as well from another mother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So is this the 53-year-old or? Yeah. So I think that he might be, do you know what kind of hair he has? Like, I know you said it was, I think you said it was. Now? But
it's very short hair.
Short hair? Was it? It's short hair, so it's not long and you can't tell if it's curly or straight.
Well, yeah, I could tell because I see them. But I see, you know, like it's like sleek.
Because who I'm thinking of, it would be
it's like this, like that, like maybe you wear a ponytail, but it looks sleek, very sleek.
Hmm. Well, who I think that could potentially be is my stepdad, who died. I don't even know how old he was, to be honest.
He said he was 53. Remember, I wrote it down. So,
I don't know if that's
it. He looks sleek.
Hmm.
And on the other side, he's having a guitar. So I don't know, was he playing guitar on Earth?
I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe.
Okay, well, that's what he's doing on the other side. So if you want to know what they do on the other side, so he's telling you he's playing guitar.
Okay.
It looks like this kind of guy that looks like a rocker. That's how you look like.
Like disheveled a little bit, kind of.
Yes, yeah.
That would definitely be my stepdad. What else is he saying? I'm just so curious, actually.
I think, you know, like the guy from Queen. What's that guy name?
I don't know. Does he have curly hair then? Or not really?
Still, it looks, like I said, he looks sleek. But it's like, oh my God. Let's see. I'm going to show it to you what he looked like.
Okay.
But it's all like black. So this is his, I'm not a good drawer, by the way.
Uh-huh.
But it's like this.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like sleep. So I don't know why he does that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not really necessarily what he looked like per se. But
well, not the face, but the hair is like, you know, it's like kind of like wavy like that. Like, but it's, he put it right now. I see him like he's sleep.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that he's had his hair like that in life. I think when he passed,
but he's like that on the other side too right now. Like that's how we have his hair.
Okay.
Sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Cool. What is he saying?
He said he's worried about your mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's he say?
He says something about your mom's feeling lonely.
Okay.
And you also worried about her. Like, are you guys not living in the same house? Like a little bit far away from each other?
Yeah.
So he said you're worried about your mom, if she's going to be fine. And he said to stop thinking that way.
He said, stop thinking like that?
Yes.
Because I am always worried if my mom's going to be okay.
And he said, stop thinking that way more. You see that worried about she's not going to be okay. She will not be okay. So say, no, she's fine. She's fine. She's fine. So think positive. Just say that she'll be fine. And there's nothing wrong with her.
There's nothing wrong with her?
No. That's what he said. Even though that you think there's something wrong with her, just say to yourself, there's nothing wrong with her. Hmm. She likes to complain a lot to you.
Not necessarily. To me, anyways. Maybe, not really.
Because if she start complaining to you, then worry. But if she doesn't, forget about it.
Okay.
So I'm just writing it down. So
interesting.
And I don't know why this person gave me the name Mark.
Mark? This is the same guy, right? I think his brother is Mark, maybe, if I remember correctly.
And he's still alive?
Uh-huh. I believe so.
And he is worried about him.
Okay. Mark.
And what he's showing me is Mark headaches. So Mark's having some issue with headaches. So I don't know if he has Alzheimer's or dementia or something. I don't know. Maybe you should talk to your mom about it. I wrote it down as well. So you could show to your mom as well. I wrote that down. But he's worried about him, something to do with his head.
Okay. Mark.
I just wrote it down. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Wow.
You look shocked. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't shock you all that.
No, I really appreciate all of it. So I think Mark would be my stepdad's brother, who my mom doesn't necessarily talk to right now or anymore because they were divorced before my stepdad died. So, right. But I think he does have a brother named Mark, which is wild to me that like, it's just very, it is very shocking, all of this really, because it's just wild to me that this is real. Like I just didn't believe this for a really long time and it's wild, right?
Yeah. In a good way, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. Like even I feel like the young brunette you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like I think about him an awful lot. We were only friends for a short amount of time, but we were really close during that time. And then, you know, I found out that he passed suddenly and it's really, really sad. And I always have wondered how he died. So the fact that I guess he told you how he died, it's interesting that he even knew that I wondered that.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because that's the thing is, some people, they look good inside their house. Like, you know, oh, that family is such a good family. Oh, everything's going well in there. You're meeting them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, when you're not there, you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if people get bullied, if people get like freak accident, they will tell me and I'm just relaying the messages.
Yeah, I like my heart really hurts for him because I just know that he really did struggle, like, anyways. And so, and he was such a great guy. Like,
I know. And I could see him right now. And it's just like, he said he was bullied at school. I don't know if he ever told you that.
He was what?
Bullied at school.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
That's maybe to tell me a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him and he look like kind of sad right now because he's like, you know, like people judge him so much for who he was and was not what he was. You know what I'm trying to explain? Like,
mm-hmm.
people are always going to put finger at people without even knowing who they are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's sad. Because
yeah.
when I see that person, that you look, like I said, he looks so much like a nice person. He's so young. And it's like, it's sad to see people let, you know, let their life go. And,
mm-hmm.
but at least he's happy on the other side. And,
yeah.
he's having fun over there too.
Yeah, that's good to know.
He mm. says something about teachers, so I don't know if he was a teacher, but somebody that, you know,
mm.
because there's something about teaching.
I don't know. This is the brunette, right? The young brunette teaching. I don't know what he means by that.
Okay. So again, remember earlier what I said about what they do on the other side? People think, oh, well, I wonder what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that guy, the other guy playing guitar, your stepdad that passed, and this guy is doing teaching.
Okay.
So that's what they do. On the other side, things that you never done on earth, I don't know if you knew all of that, but things they didn't do on earth and they wanted to do, they didn't have time to do, mm-hmm. we are going to continue our life on the other side.
That's so wild.
It is. And not only that, is the weird thing about it is like, you don't have any feet.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, that is so weird. So how do people get around?
I know. They're just flying.
Wow. Wow. This is so incredibly interesting to me. I could just talk to you all night long. I'm just like, tell me more. Tell me more.
I know. That's what people do to me sometimes. Like, even celebrity, I could be with them 2 hours and a half.
Yeah.
They still don't want to hang up with me. And I'm like, have an appointment, you know?
Yes. Oh, wow.
But you're addictive. You're so addictive. I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you. I know I am.
Yeah. It must be exhausting a bit for you, is it?
It is. It is. So usually what I do after is just like try to kind of zen, you know, like relax. And
yeah.
Because there's so many things going on. Not only I do readings, I also I belong to a paranormal group.
Oh, my husband's very into paranormal activity, like so into it. Like he would love, so originally we were both going to be on, but our babysitter wasn't able to stay. And I really wanted to be able to focus with you and not have like kids coming in and out and whatnot. So he's with the kids, you know, while I'm chatting with you. Cause I honestly was really looking forward to hear more from my dad. And the fact that that was the first person that you like saw and mentioned, that was like really, really incredible. And I really, like wanted to hear more from him because I've always wanted to know my dad like my whole life. And then I missed out. He died just 2 months prior to me finding out who he is. And so, yeah, so that was really, really interesting. Another question I had for you before you go, if you have time, do you have time?
Yeah, probably another 15 minutes. Yeah, I have another reading in half an hour, but yeah.
Okay. So just a quick question and, you know, no pressure one way or the other, but I was curious if like, I don't know if you see the future for me or not, like if, you know, like what you see in the future or do you see anything like that or not really?
Sometimes I do. Also, I do palmistry as well. So I hope you're not going to get another children. That's what I'm trying to look at you because I just feel you're ready to have another one.
Yeah.
Just looking at you. Yes, I could predict some of your future. So you see a new child. And that probably will be next year, even though that I don't know you, but I will say I see a house, new house. You're laughing.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm like, you're really like right on the ball, I feel like.
You guys, I've been thinking and talking about a house recently, and I just feel in July, you'll find a new house.
I love hearing that. That's awesome.
guys are talking about it. Because you know, sometimes people on the other side that die, they're helping me. You know that, right?
They what?
They're helping me.
Oh, really? Really? That's so funny.
That's one of the reasons too, when I could see the future.
Who told you that then about the house? You know which
your
one?
Dad.
My dad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what did
so he heard you guys talking about it, about the house. Okay, uh-huh. My God. I just feel like I think we need something bigger. And you spend say, you know what? You're right. You know, like sometimes you feel like claustrophobic with each other. It's not because you don't love each other. You just need the space.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean, right? So, yeah. But your dad says, yeah, they want a house. And around July, it's a good month because it's kind of summer.
Okay, I'm so pumped to hear that.
Yeah. And also the children, yes, I put 2022 is I just see that you will have a children as well in 2022.
Okay. Do you know like how many or?
I just see if you have your palm, I could see how many as well through your palm.
Can you see your
just hand? Put your hands like this. I could tell from here. I'm going to try to see it. Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, I guess. Where do you say, oh, you're in Canada.
1, 2, 3. Oh my God, 4 in total. So right now you have 2?
Mm-hmm.
I see 4 in total.
That's awesome. I love hearing that.
Is that what you wish to have?
Yeah, that is. That's awesome.
I don't know you, but your dad said 4 is a good number. That's what you said to your dad.
That's what my dad said?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And there's more of this too as well. I see something else. Your dad says something about the business venture.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him, you know, don't tell me anything. I have to figure it out myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see something with printing, something to do with labels. I don't know if you guys talk about it or not, but I see something to do with, you know, those drinks, alcohol drinks.
Hmm.
It's mostly for your husband, though. Even though he's not with you present, that's okay. He probably is next door. Maybe he's trying to peek your that's So I see label, I see printing, and I see it's alcohol drink that you guys will create. Your husband loves beer, does he?
He actually doesn't drink. My husband doesn't.
No? So that's not. Why do you do that since alcohol then?
It could be something. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just writing down what you're not saying. That's fine. But something to do with printing and label, which means that if it's nothing to do with what your dad says about the alcohol drink, even though you're not a drinker, like your husband, if he's not a beer drinker or he doesn't drink at all, somehow somebody that you know will help you guys. And it's like, you know, those Sizzler, what's this called?
Seltzer?
Yes.
Interesting.
So that is a very popular product. So he said that you guys should do that.
That's wild. Wow. Okay.
Did you ever think about doing some t-shirts with like positive quotes or something like that, and like hats with diamonds or whatever?
Kind of, yeah.
So what's stopping you?
Mostly that I don't want to seem like gimmicky or something, or like, you know, I don't know, not cute, I guess. Interesting.
There's nothing wrong with, you know, what you think, because it's like people say, oh, you say things, but you should say no. It's good. You have to do it. If you have that idea, do it. I know what's in your mind. I'm not going to tell everybody because it could be like, but it has to do with t-shirt and something to do with glitter.
Huh.
And little diamonds in it that I see in a little hat, something to do with that kind of stuff. And that's really going to be like good seller. And when you buy the new house, you need to have a downstairs that will have 2 level, and the downstairs will have to be a room for you guys fabrication.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. That's very, very interesting. So do you see, this is like just a hope of mine, but like, do you see twins at all in my future?
From what I saw in your hand, I saw 2 more, but it's so like something I could predict children. Yes. From the palm, which mm-hmm. I did, but probably that's where you probably found me then.
Yeah.
But I don't see twins, but I could be wrong. But I know that next year will be your year to have another one. You would be like, oh my God, that soon. Something's going to happen. You're going to see, oh my God, she was right. Oh my God. Like, you know, like you don't even think about it. And you're like, oh my God, I'm not ready. And all of a sudden, boom. It's like a surprise baby.
Okay. I mean, I'm ready now. So like whenever. But oh, so it's not going to be twins then. Boo. But I mean, it is what it is. But I would
even that, if I could say it's twin, I would not say it here due to confidentiality. I want to be very secretive about these kind of stuff because I don't want it to come back and say, oh, well, Trish said twins and I never had twins. You know what I mean? So I don't want to say that on this kind of, those are more confidential and personal.
Okay.
For knowing the gender, those are personal.
Wow. Like you could even know the gender? Do you feel like you know the gender for the next baby?
Well, I could see it. Yeah. So what you could do is when we end, you just send me the side of your
arm
and the inside, and I will send you the whole reading about it too.
Okay. Trish, I mean, I want to keep you forever, but I know you have something else to get to. This has been...
I'm busy until June. I already booked you for the middle of June.
So if people listening, if they want to be able to reach out to you and have a reading, are you open to that?
Yes.
Okay.
They are going to have to be waiting until, like I said, middle of June. I'm already booking middle of June. That's pretty long way to go, but...
Yeah, but I would say you definitely have my stamp of approval based on the people that like instantaneously that came in. Like, I don't think that you knew anything about me. Do you know my last name or anything about me now?
No. You didn't tell me your last name.
I didn't tell you my last name.
No.
Yeah. Is it okay if I keep it like that as much as possible? Because I would love to do this again with you and know that it's like authentic and, you know, you have no idea who I am, which is that's awesome. Like, I just love that because this was wildly accurate, like beyond wildly accurate, just wildly accurate. And I don't even get it. It's wild to me. Like, it's going to take me a second to like digest it, I think,
because,
you know, it's just wild. It really is. But the fact that my dad came in and just like, he was a businessman. And so the fact that he mentioned a business venture and the fact,
oh my God, now I'm shocked now. Because that's kind of weird. He said that, right? And you said, "Well, my husband doesn't drink, but I guess your dad." Oh my God! Okay.
Well, and on that note, his niece—he has a niece and a nephew. His sister's kids like work in alcohol, so it's interesting also that it was alcohol. I don't know, how, like, if that maybe had something to do with them, maybe more so than me. I don't even know. Do you think it did or no?
No, it's just probably. Maybe that he knows it's something popular and I guess he wants you guys to grow, you know, with your business and he wants you guys to have a lot of money and feel really good about yourself. And even though that your husband doesn't drink because, you know, even though he said that he wanted to drink beer or something, well, I mean, he probably drink once in a while, but not like a big drinker. That's what he's saying. Like, but to have those kind of sizzler drink, you're going to have people to test it. So if it's not your husband, but at least you guys will know what to do.
Yeah.
But that was there, even though that he's not there physically, you will have a feeling. You're going to say, who makes those sensations for me in my head? And you said, you're going to think, okay, now I know now it's my dad because now I'm confirming it with you that all the ideas coming through you will come through your dad.
That's interesting. So interesting.
And it'll be so easy. He said, you'll be helping you to do it and you will be knowing that you will be there present. He said something earlier when I said about your cheek, because your cheek's going red. He said that you feel that when you talk about him, you always do that. Like you have your cheek that's very warm.
This is just so interesting. Okay. Yeah. So interesting. I would love to be able to chat with you again if you're open to it. But also for anybody listening, if they want to be able to chat with you, where can I send them to?
Psychicmedium.trish.
Okay. I'll make sure to...
On Instagram.
On Instagram. Okay. And I'll make sure to add that into the show notes. And do they just send you a direct message?
Yes.
Is this your career or do you have a different career as well?
Well, that's the thing I didn't tell you in the beginning. All my life, I've been giving messages for free on this side of the street. So I study legal secretary. I have a degree in computer science. And I was working in a place for 12 years. And 4 years ago, I was in a huge car accident.
Oh, my goodness.
So I could hardly walk. And I was in a walker for 3 years.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
I had to quit my job. That's okay. But it was for a good reason because I work at this call. It's called the reading room. You could even search for it in Vancouver. And I start working there. And within a year, I saw more than 500 people. There was people flying out from the USA to just come and see me. I did a lot of group readings. I was contacted by a producer last year from New York. I FaceTimed with him. COVID came. Mm. Right? Yeah. So
I squashed that.
Up now. Yes, it is. And I belong to a paranormal group. And I start videotaping things. And I have all those paranormal, like they saw aliens in my video. And I'm like, I thought it was orbs. And the lady contacted me from History Channel.
Wow.
A couple of months ago. And now I have a three that people have to come, the cameraman, they have to come and film it. I have a tree outside it full of orbs.
Wow.
Like different color and going like really crazy, like at night, because during the day, you know, but at night it goes like crazy. And it's like, there's a like electrical, and my husband was freaked because like, I never see that before. Mm-hmm. And when you go outside, you don't see it. But if you are in my balcony, only in my balcony, in my condo, mm-hmm. we both see it, but nobody else see it.
Wow. That's wild. And what do you think that is? Is that spirits then, or?
Yeah, it is spirit. Me and my sister, we were on the phone. She's from New Brunswick, like I said earlier, and she's there and I'm in Vancouver. So we're like, I'm the Pacific Coast. She's in the East Coast. And we were on Messenger and I don't know how to record video. And all of a sudden we saw an angel and she was dancing like this. And we knew it was my sister that passed 2 months before my accident.
Wow.
Yeah. So we took a picture. So we have the proof of that too.
You have a picture of the angel, of your sister as an angel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Wow. Do you share that anywhere or not really?
I did share it before on my Instagram, but just not many people that liked it. I don't know why.
Interesting. I'm going to go look, but I'm not going to let you know who I am so I can have another reading with you. And also, what is typically the cost for the readings?
Usually it's half an hour is $45 and for an hour is $75.
Okay. I just can't thank you enough for your time. And everybody listening, you guys have got to go check this Trish out. I mean, she is legit. I like am just a full believer. So thank you so much, Trish, for coming on. And I'll definitely love to have you back on. And I mean, I'd like to meet with you once a week and talk to my spirits, all the spirits who are around me.
Okay, well, that was a lot to digest, and there's even more to digest with part two coming up next week. Stay tuned for everything Hot Marriage Cool Parents by going to our Instagram page, or you can visit Jamie N. Otis or at Doug Hainer. We love hearing from you. We love your reviews. We read all of the reviews, so a 5-star review will try to give you a shout out. But stay tuned for next week for part two of the psychic interview with Jamie. We love you, and goodbye.